the revolution today.
Eight gold, 12 silver, and 12 bronze, exceeding my expectations for Team USA in Vancouver. The Canadians win the hockey gold on the ice for the women. Let's hope it's not a preview of what could be for Team USA if they should get to the finals and meet the Canadians in the men's final in the battle for the gold. Two zip was the final score when the buzzer went off. Third straight Olympic gold for the Canadians. So how about that? Competition of another kind, though. The focus of America tonight on display. You might have seen some of it on C-SPAN. That's where we start. Hey, everybody. Kate Delaney, coast to coast and everywhere in between. And coming up in another 10 minutes... Speaking of politics, we're going to talk about global warming. Remember, we look at all sides of the issue. We've had Cal Beisner on from the Cornwall Alliance, who says it's nothing but a bunch of crap. Now we've got somebody else coming on, John Moore, who disputes that and says there's evidence quite to the contrary. So this could be interesting. Let's first jump to that bipartisan health care summit. President Obama concluded the day-long affair by saying that an accord actually might be possible. But I don't think the Democrats and the GOP are going to walk across that bridge together. From anything that I saw, things got hot at some points, and to be honest, since I watched most of it, it was a snore fest, actually. But there were some bubbling up moments. Here's one of them with John McCain.
They want a uniform treatment of all Americans. So I hope that that would be an argument for us to go through this 2,400-page document, remove all the special deals for the special interests and favored few, and treat all Americans the same under provisions of the law so that they will know that geography does not dictate what kind of health care they would receive. I thank you, Mr. President.
Let me just make this point, John, because we're not campaigning anymore. The election's over.
I'm reminded of that every day.
We can spend the remainder of the time with our respective talking points going back and forth. We were supposed to be talking about insurance. Obviously, I'm sure that Harry Reid and Chris Dodd and others who went through an exhaustive process through both the House and the Senate with the most hearings, the most debates on the floor, the longest markup in 22 years on each and every one of these bills would have a response for you. My concern is that if we do that, then we're essentially back on Fox News or MSNBC on the split screen just arguing back and forth. So my hope would be that we can just focus on the issues of how we actually get a bill done. And this would probably be a good time to turn it over to Secretary Sebelius.
Could I just say, Mr. President, the American people care about what we did and how we did it.
I think it's a subject that we should discuss. They absolutely do care about it, John. And I think that the way you characterized it obviously would get some strong objections from the other side. We can have a debate about process, or we can have a debate about how we're actually going to help the American people at this point. And I think that's the latter debate's the one that they care about a little bit more.
All right, so this is pretty much how it went down. There was about 40 senators and representatives and then some administration flacks who were pretty much shoulder to shoulder at this table for 6 hours, just going back and forth, kind of like that. There were moments where things bubbled up. C-SPAN carried complete coverage of this, so wall to wall. And then there were cable networks and public broadcasting and others that were able to cut in there or carry large chunks of it anyway. I'll be curious to see how many people spent time watching some of what was being discussed. It was pretty much the same thing that we've been talking about over and over again. And you heard McCain there mention the 2004 pages. He's talking about this new document now that is the document from Barack Obama and the administration, which is pretty similar if you kind of melded a little bit of the House and a big chunk of what the Senate bill would be. That's what this piece of work looks like. That's what his document looks like. So after all is said and done, we're back to square one. And the question is, everybody agrees that there needs to be some kind of reform, but how do you fix this thing? Pretty much across the board, the poll shows, and that's what McCain was prodding him about there, the president, that Americans want solutions to the problems of the high medical costs and also access to coverage, and they want quality coverage across the board. The pre-existing condition is the big thing that almost everybody agrees on. But other than that, there's a real chasm or a split over what's being proposed with the $1 trillion 10-year price tag attached and the very complex provisions. In other words, all the gimmies that are loaded down in this. And, you know, some of the provisions on the health side won't even kick in for 8 years. The bills pretty much, as we've said all along, would require most Americans to get health insurance and then giving subsidies for some in the form of what you would call a new tax credit, I guess. That seems to be the thing that's being pushed the most. Then there would be this competitive insurance market, so-called anyway, for small businesses and people having to get the coverage on their own. And the thing is, if they didn't get the coverage, they would be penalized. So there would have to be a new division, I'm assuming, in the IRS, or people specifically hired to be the watchdog over that. Because how do you manipulate those numbers? How do you come up with who's getting the fines? And there are a bunch of other things that are also included in this, things that we have debated on this show for a very, very long time. So there were barbs being exchanged. We'll have more on the summit. And it looks to me like the Democrats, if they have enough even, at this point will go for the so-called reconciliation or nuclear option. It could come down to that. I think the one thing coming out of this is the president is adamant that there's going to be some kind of health care legislation. If he can figure out a way to get it through at whatever cost, I think that's what's going to happen. It's interesting because Thursday before this started, there was a USA Today Gallup survey that was released that found Americans pretty much went 49-42 against the Democrats, pushing ahead by themselves without any Republican support. Opposition was even stronger to the idea of the Senate Democrats urging all the special budget rules, with 52% opposed and 39% in favor. So we're at a crossroads, but it's where we've been for a very long time. Stay with us. Coming up round the bend, we're going to talk about global warming with John Moore. You don't want to miss it. Hang tight.
Why is drinking pure high alkaline pH water the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Because alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using AlkaVision pH Drops is the best way to make your water alkaline to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to an alkaline level. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or by calling 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776 today.
Gold, it's like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2233 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
Is it safe to breathe anymore? Crowded public places, global pandemics, and news reports of potential new strains of bacteria and viruses make you wonder, what if there was a germ-killing nasal spray that acted almost like hand sanitizer for your nose? There is. It's called Sinofresh Homeopathic Nasal Spray, and it's a proven germ killer. Sinofresh is a revolutionary doctor-recommended nasal spray that kills a broad spectrum of viruses, bacteria, molds, and fungi on contact in your nose. Sinofresh causes no drug interactions, no loss of smell, no rebound congestion, contains no alcohol, is non-habit forming, and is safe for daily use. Sinofresh must be a part of your family survival plan. Go to GCNlive.com now and click on the Sinofresh banner. The first 1,000 customers to click on the Sinofresh banner and purchase Sinofresh antiseptic nasal spray are instantly registered to win a free 24-bottle case. Go to GCNlive.com and click on Sinofresh. Breathe free, breathe safe. Use Sinofresh. It works.
Healthcare after that six-hour sit-down between some of the major Dems and Republicans. But we'll cruise on back to that a little bit later this hour. Right now, excited to have this next guest because we present, I say this all the time about America Tonight, it's about a conversation, and I always invite all sides to jump in. And right now we're going to be joined by John Moore, and he's got a different take on global warming. In fact, he's got a DVD called Global Warming, What the Government Isn't Telling You. And you know, on this show, we talk to so many people in the political world about other things that the government is not telling us. So it'll be interesting to find out the scoop on what we don't know about global warming and this debate that certainly is wild and rampant across the country. Hey, John, thanks for spending time with us on ATN.
Kate, good to be with you. Thank you.
You know, as I said, we look at all sides of everything here, and we just a couple of weeks ago, you certainly know what happened with the emails and the major scientists, the stuff that was released
right. In
the UK, and then the attacks back on that and, you know, how crippling all that was, and, of course, then off to Copenhagen in the middle of all that controversy. How much damage do you think was done as a result?
Well, the cover story is falling apart. The first thing I'll ask you and your audience, Kate, is the following question. Would the federal government of the United States of America lie to us?
Yes.
Of course. And if there was 1,000 people in the room with you and I, 1,000 people would be laughing and giggling and nodding their head. Yes, of course they would.
Yeah.
Global warming is presented by NASA and Al Gore as a cover story. The cover story is falling apart around their ears. They decided in 1979 that what would be happening 30 years in the future needed to be concealed, and they came upon this cover story to conceal what's really going on, which is eventually going to be rapid, abrupt, and violent climate change and rapid and abrupt and violent ocean rising matters. I stumbled upon these Navy veterans about 5 years ago, and it turns out there's thousands of them who have retired and moved to the Arkansas-Missouri Ozarks because of classified briefings they attended beginning in 1979. Classified briefings had told them about violently rising ocean levels, and they were all shown the map that's on the article that I sent you, No Need for Panic,
right.
The map that's on my DVD, Global Warming, What the Government Isn't Telling You. The classified Navy map is showing what will happen with these ocean levels probably in the next couple, 2 or 3 years.
And so when you say that, explain to everybody who's listening, because they don't have the luxury of a lot of the information that you have and the information that I have, when you talk about the ocean levels, I mean, it's like you see in these Hollywood pictures. You know, there have been those epic pictures where everything melts and comes down and we're just covered over in water, basically. I can't think of the names of the movies off the top of my head,
well,
but you know what I'm talking
several.
About.
The most recent was 2012, which
yes.
came out in December.
Thank you.
And then several years before that, it was very cleverly done. The Day After Tomorrow,
yes,
which was came out during the presidential election cycle. And they had the actor who pretended to be the president looked just like Al Gore. And the actor who pretended to be the vice president looked just like Dick Cheney. So no matter who won the election, they had one of their actors looking like one of the winners. But getting back to the topic at hand, the U.S. Navy has been briefing these men for 30 years about violently rising ocean levels. What they told these men in these briefings, and they're still doing it, by the way, is that the East Coast, West Coast, Gulf Coast, and the Mississippi Valley will be dramatically changed. Everything 400 feet and above sea level and lower is at risk of being wiped out, according to the U.S. Navy, not according to John Moore. And that's what's so critical about this. What's so critical is these events are going to be happening in the next 2 to 3 years as opposed to 40 years in the future, which is the official government timeline put out by NASA and put out by Al Gore. Around 2050 is when these things will be bad. There's lots of evidence, what I call circumstantial evidence. As you know, Kate, I am a homicide detective.
Right.
And I provide the Google searches on my DVD for people to look up themselves and find the evidence that the government's doing these things right now because they have no choice, moving critical infrastructure to high ground right now. Of course, something most people are aware of is the seed, as in garden seed vault, built at the edge of the Arctic Circle in Norway with some financial help from Bill Gates. It was completed in the summer of 2008. This is mainstream news.
Right.
And Bill Gates is not the kind of man who would spend several million of his dollars 40 years before it was needed. It was built and completed now because it's needed now. The CIA is moving to Denver now because they have to move now. The NSA is moving from Fort Meade, Maryland, to both Denver and Utah now because they have no choice. If it was 40 years in the future, Kate, these men and women would all be retired and gone and out of the system. Why would they move them now unless they needed to?
And see, you know, to the answer, the kickback to that is if I call some politicians, you know this, and you go round and round and say, okay, listen, here's some evidence. Take a look at this or take a look at some of this stuff that we have here, and here's some proven things out. You know, there's always a way to refute it. And I guess what you're saying is, okay, so quietly, subversively, put people in place, have everything ready to roll, just like in the movies that we were talking about, like The Day
right.
After Tomorrow,
right.
And be damned the American people, because we can't save everybody, so that's better not risk a panic. Is that the idea?
Well, they're not concerned about panic, Kate. Half the jobs in this country are provided by small business. Many of these business owners are financially independent, and they don't want these people making very reasonable, calculated decisions that they're not going to open the doors and go to work Monday morning. They're not concerned about panic. They're concerned about the economy shutting down because people who have the financial wherewithal just decide to take care of their families instead of run their businesses. That's what they're concerned about.
And so when you're you've done this research and stuff and talked to the Navy guys that you've talked to, what do they say what is their fear? Are they afraid of being attacked?
They're not fearful of anything, Kate. They were told in these classified briefings, gentlemen, this will happen in your lifetime, not your children's or grandchildren's. Mm. This will happen in your lifetime. When you retire, move to the Arkansas-Missouri Ozarks. It's one of the known safe havens. And that's what they've done. Now, I'm in the Arkansas-Missouri Ozarks myself. I teach concealed carry training, Kate. Almost every pistol class I have has at least one Navy veteran who's here because of the map. The map that's on my DVD, Global Warming, what the government isn't telling you. And one of these men has decided to go public because he's not retired so much as he's disabled from being exposed to nuclear radiation on one of these subs. And they can't take that away from him. Most of these men are fearful of having their retirement pulled by the government if they go public with what they know. But Tim Spencer, my friend Tim Spencer, has gone public. He and his wife are from Central Florida. And we were having lunch one day, and his wife says, John, I don't like cold weather. I don't like ice. I don't like snow. I don't even like Missouri. But I'm here because of that darn map. So it's very true, Kate. That's what these men were told, and that's why if you do the Google searches, you can find the evidence yourself.
Yeah.
And it's called Continuity of Government Contingency Planning.
Yeah.
And this goes back to the Eisenhower administration and the Cold War. But since 1979, the Continuity of Government Contingency Planning has been the deal with rising ocean levels and dealing with it right now in our face, not 40 years in the future.
Right, no kidding, to try to save who you can, I guess. This is such a short time. We have to have you back on again and dive further into this. But we have a minute left, and, John, obviously you have a DVD and you're going
right
public with all the information that you know. What's in it for you? What do you want to see happen?
Well, I want to see people safe. And if they call my toll-free number, they can get my DVD 24/7. It's 800-592-9543. I say again, 800-592-9543.
All right, we'll have you on again, and we'll dive a little bit further into this. John Moore, as you said, you got to really check out the map, because then you get a better sense of what he's talking about. Again, all sides of this, believe what you will, but it's interesting in some of the material that he has. Go to the website, thelibertyman.com, and check that stuff out. All right, we're going to check out more on that summit coming up around the bend.
For safety, you lock doors, set alarms, buy antivirus software, maybe even have a watchdog. Do you care as much about your air and water? Lock out harmful poisons from entering your body with airandaqua.com. Using purification devices from airandaqua.com allows you to enjoy safety and security with every breath you make and every sip you take. For free shipping on purchases, discounts, and newsletters, visit airandaqua.com or call 866-380-2782. Shop airandaqua.com and purify your life.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a silver dollar in a book explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio? Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-3255. 6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved, guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Great news for pure water lovers. The Big Berkey Water Filter is available once again. And stay tuned to hear about a valuable offer from Berkey Water Filters. Choosing the right water purification system can be a daunting task. That's why BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com shows you a cost and benefit comparison. The Berkey Water Filter is economical, with a single set of filters that can last for 5 to 10 years. Berkey Water Filters are healthy and far superior to other filtration systems. They remove harmful pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy chemicals like chlorine. And Berkey water filter systems are powerful enough to purify both treated and untreated water, like stagnant ponds. Get the gold standard in water filters at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. For a limited time, choose a free shower filter, fluoride filters, or 2 Sport Berkey bottles with every system purchase. And GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Details at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
This is an important message from HempUSA.org. For our listeners who are advancing in age, baby boomers, and to all who want to be healthy, we urge you to try our microplant powder and see the difference it makes in your life. Please visit HempUSA.org and read about microplant powder. It's easy to take, 1 heaping tablespoon in any liquid 3 times a day. Call 908-691-2608 or visit HempUSA.org. Please inform your family, friends, and relatives about this incredible product. It can change your life if you give it a chance. So try microplant powder today. Call 908-691-2608. In this toxic world, microplant powder can help now in cleaning out heavy metals, parasites, viruses, fungus, and bacteria. Please download our catalog at hempusa.org today.
Whoa, you know, you must have been a beautiful baby. You must have been a beautiful child. When you were only starting to go to kindergarten, I bet you drove those other childs wild. Oh, yeah, oh, yeah, oh, yeah, when it came to winning Blue River. Well, I bet you taught the other kids how. Well, I can see the judge's eyes as they handed you the prize. I bet you took the cutest bow. Yeah, you must have been a beautiful baby. Cause baby, won't you look at you now? Come on, you
all right, it's the weekend. You know what that means? It means if you have a chance, you might try to escape and forget all the madness of the healthcare summit and the inaction in Washington and how it's going to affect you and your family, and actually go and check out a flick just to chill and ignore it all. I'm a big movie fan, so that is kind of my escape. And there's some interesting movies out. The one that's getting the most buzz is the movie Cop Out. And it stars an interesting cast of people, names that you will recognize immediately, including Tracy Morgan and Bruce Willis. Take a little listen to the trailer from Cop Out.
From Warner Brothers Pictures, the studio that brought you the acclaimed police drama Dirty Harry, Training Day, and The Departed, comes a film that carries on the tradition.
I'm going undercover.
Doubtful?
Yes, I'm doubtful.
I already made my decision.
Hello?
The president is black, man.
We make decisions.
There's a right way of doing police work. Then there's a way you two do it.
Now's a good time to do something.
Now that is what I'm talking about.
This is the stuff that my mother used to tell her friends about. My son is a genius. My son is a genius.
That's the sound of the police. That's the sound of the
beast. What's going on?
Somebody just broke into your house.
I'm going to go take care of the son of a bee myself.
Man.
You going to smoke somebody?
Put the gun down.
I know my rights.
Wait. Put the freaking gun down on the ground right now. Take your son across the freaking street and say that door's gonna get you. Jeez,
cheek.
This February.
Come on, Jim.
I'll shoot you right in the face.
I'll shoot you in the face.
What?
Shut up.
Stop repeating.
Come on.
Shut up, man.
You see what he's doing, Jim?
Bruce Willis.
My partner. Smarter than Batman.
Why did you smack me?
I was in the moment, and the moment said smack you.
Tracy Morgan.
Felicia.
Are you in there?
We need to know what happened to
her. Dos días. Dos días en una cajuela encerrada. No sabía qué hacer.
And Sean William Scott.
This is police brutality.
Not yet.
Hey. Keep going, man. Oh, jeez.
Okay, here we go.
Come on.
Cop out.
No.
Hell no. 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 I refuse. No. No.
Who's there? For
all right, what the scoop is, you got two NYPD dudes hot on the trail of a stolen mint-condition baseball card, and they're up against a memorabilia-obsessed gangster. Kind of sounds like a wild premise. So far, the critics who have seen the early release, you know, get the copies, have given it pretty good ratings and say that it's, well, let's see. It is funny because Tracy Morgan's in it, and your standard, here's a bad one, your standard idiotic story about buddy cops. Yeah, that's not good. In the movie, Bruce Willis, Tracy Morgan, as I already mentioned, Adam Brody's also in it, Kevin Pollak's in it, and Kevin Smith, who recently made headlines because of being booted off a Southwest flight for being too heavy, got a little bit of buzz for his movie. Some thought it might be intentional that he did that because he had actually purchased two tickets for another flight. But regardless, if you like, I guess, cop buddy flicks, then you might like this one. All right, there's another movie that's out this week, and it's got a weird title. And I don't know if the title really describes what it is, but maybe it does. It's called The Crazies. Take a listen to this.
Hello. I'm coming.
Pick it out?
Not Deidre and Nicholas. There was an empty gas can just sitting out front, and Bill, well, he was mowing the damn lawn.
Bill! Bill!
How long has he been playing a statue? A
couple hours now.
Ben.
Is he dead?
You know what?
What?
We're in trouble.
I heard something from the funeral home.
What did you hear?
Screaming.
Jim?
Is infecting the citizens of Ogden Marsh with insanity. This is, by the way, a remake, suspense, horror, and R for bloody violence and language. If you're into those slasher flicks, then this remake might be for you. And it's called The Crazies once again. I think you'd recognize some of the actors in it, but not complete A-listers. Then there is this movie called The Yellow Handkerchief, and take a listen to what this is all about.
Are you going across?
Yeah.
Well, you could ride with us.
Are you from here, Gordy?
No, I'm from out west.
I'm from here my whole life.
Are you from here?
Just passing through.
You know, when you think about it, he's a stranger, and we don't really know him.
So where is she?
Who?
Your wife.
Why do you think someone would want to be married to me? I was going to ask you to marry me.
You don't know a thing about me.
Your whole life is in your face, and I love that face.
You to keep being the way that you are.
They're not afraid to see us as we really are. Only love is personal.
Do you cry?
I don't anymore.
What is this? Do you still want this marriage?
It was selfish what I did riding her. I should just let her be.
What you're doing, it's not selfish. It's weak.
Did you know that you made me love you?
I've been through you. Now I'm clear of you.
I don't know. She still lives there. I don't know if she lives with somebody. I think it's better if I let her alone.
But this is your fate, and you gotta play this out at the end, or you're gonna walk around a ghost the rest of your life.
So it's like an obsession thing? You touch me and it goes away?
Kinda, yeah.
Knows what?
She's the one thing in your whole life you've ever loved.
Okay, the premise here is, if you didn't get it from that trailer, and you might not have, is this guy's an ex-convict. He's released from prison. He was in there for 6 years for manslaughter. So now he's all of a sudden got all this freedom and responsibilities on top of it. And he's trying to make up for his brutal past. And he crosses paths with a troubled teenager. It has familiar faces, this cast does, in the fact that William Hurt is part of the cast, Maria Bella is part of the cast, Kristen Stewart is part of the cast. And actually, a lot of the critics like this, saying it's a sleeper hit, and it's a decent love story, that kind of deal. So, if you like those kind of stories, this might be one for you. But they're going to be competing with some big stuff that's out there right now, and you know what that is. Just last week, Shutter Island. So you're only into your second week of Shutter Island, the Martin Scorsese flick with Leo DiCaprio in it, and also the other movie directed by Roman Polanski, which is kind of controversial with the Polanski deal. But you have a lot of known names in Ghost Rider, and it did okay its first week out at the box office. And then we're coming up to a time, as we get closer in the next couple of months to May, when you get some of those blockbusters that'll come out. And there's some movies that have some buzz, like Alice in Wonderland is one that's, I think, is going to be huge. Johnny Depp is in that, and there are a lot of people talking about how great that movie is. There's another movie that might be a big one for Matt Damon, and that's called The Green Zone. And like I said, you'll start to get closer to May in the summertime, and you'll see some other big blockbusters be released. No secret here, coming up on the flip side, as we head for the stretch drive of this hour, we have news you can abuse, birthdays, and this day in history here on America Tonight.
A revolution in smoking is underway, a revolution all smokers of traditional cigarettes should know about. Keep listening for a special offer from PowerVapor.com. Standard tobacco cigarettes contain over 4,000 harmful chemicals. Now it's time to release yourself from the grip of big tobacco and experience true smoking freedom. PowerVapor.com is an e-cigarette with the look, feel, and smoke of a real cigarette, but with no tar, no carbon monoxide, and no bad odors. Tower Vapor's e-cigarettes deliver just the right amount of nicotine in a water vapor that looks and feels like real smoke. Yes, you choose from 4 levels of nicotine, and that puts you back in control. Plus, you'll enjoy 8 flavors and big savings over traditional cigarettes. Get the facts and see our demonstration video at PowerVapor.com. That's PowerVapor.com. Log on to PowerVapor.com right now for a special 10% discount and 30-day money-back guarantee. PowerVapor.com, the smoking gun heard round the world.
This is Alex Jones, and I want to tell you about the Ecola Blue Atmospheric Water Generator that produces pure drinking water right from the humidity in the air. No, this isn't science fiction. It's very real. I know because I use one every day in my own home, and it's available right now to you. Because you know exactly where your water comes from with Ecola Blue, you'll know what's in your cup. Clean, great-tasting water without all the pollutants. Get your family off the grid today by ordering your own Ecola Blue Atmospheric Water Generator for your home or business. Their best seller, the Ecola Blue 28, produces up to 7 gallons of water every day. The Ecola Blue 28 is easy to use and economical. Generate your own pure water from the humidity in the air. This system is free of chemicals and uses a multi-stage filtration system, including reverse osmosis, carbon filters, and ultraviolet lights. Order now and claim your water independence today by calling Ecola Blue at 1-800-691-6043. That's 1-800-691-6043. Or visit Ecola Blue on the web at www.ecoloblue.com today.
Lose 1 to 2 pounds a day the healthy way and keep it off with the help of the entire Real HCG diet. With an average weight loss of 1.5 to 2 pounds a day, you can be in that bikini or swimming suit in no time. You've heard of people spending over $700 for this exact same diet at doctor's offices? Now you can start the entire HCG diet for under $100. YourHCG.com is the largest HCG reseller in the entire country, and we want to help you. We have helped thousands of people shed unwanted weight, so call YourHCG.com today. No prescription required. No doctor visit required. No painful injections. With every purchase, we'll provide you with everything you need, including your supply of HCG, unlimited one-on-one phone and email support from one of our amazing health coaches, in addition to a large list of menus, diets, and much more. Visit www.yourhcg.com or call us at 877-748-2709 to order your HCG today. Again, that's 877-748-2709 at yourhcg.com. We love you.
In 1965, this was the sound. Producers down. One more time. One more time. One more time. Fantasy. Energy. Papa's got a brand new bag.
You know, I promised myself I wasn't going to be beating the date over and over again, but I can't help it. I have to say this one last time. Can you believe that is already February 26th? I can't believe it, but it is. It's here, and it's Friday. So this is what I think is one of the coolest things about February 26th. How many of you have been to the Grand Canyon? You've ever been to the Grand Canyon? Well, growing up out east, when I had a chance to go west, and I was doing the broadcasting thing television-wise and was traveling all around the West and stuff, the coolest thing was when I went to the Grand Canyon, and that same week I went to the Painted Desert. Man, I was blown away. Pictures do not do the Grand Canyon justice. So the Grand Canyon was established as a national park back in 1919 on this day by Congress. It's a, we know what it is. It's a gigantic gorge. It basically rams through the plateaus of the northwest corner of Arizona, and it's formed by, what do you learn in science, thousands of years of erosion. And it's probably pretty fun to run the Colorado River, the rapids. A lot of people do that. I hiked up and down it in one day, and I was really, really, really thin to begin with then. And, oh, man, I felt emaciated by the time I got to the top of that rim, and I still cannot believe I did it in one day. It took us like 9 hours or something like that. It was probably the dumbest thing in a way that I ever did. But hey, you know, I did it. So I got the t-shirt. I did the canyon. I probably have that somewhere packed up in some bag. But my point is, if you ever get the chance, it is so worth it. Go to the Grand Canyon, stare out, and be just blown away by what you see. So we move from that to a couple of other things that I found kind of interesting. In 1939, Eleanor Roosevelt, the wife of FDR, resigned from the Daughters of the American Revolution. I didn't even know this. In support of African-American opera singer Marian Anderson. Now, what happened was Anderson had suffered, you know, racism and discrimination and segregation in the U.S. So that was her point, and that's why she stepped away from it. Now it's different times, and the DAR forbids discrimination and membership based on race or any of that kind of stuff. But this was back in 1939, so she was proving a point. And this one goes out to the mothership, the GCN network. In 1951, Minnesota was the 36th of 41 total states to ratify the 22nd Amendment to the U.S. Constitution. Now, at the time, ratification was 36 states out of 48. Today, you would require, what, 38 out of 50. So the amendment limited a U.S. president to two terms in office. Oh, thank goodness, right? Is that what you're thinking right now? Let's move forward. Ever heard of a group called the Eagles? In 1977, the Eagles, new kid in town, landed in the top spot on the pop charts for 1 week beginning this day. And in 1980, there was a violence, they say, on the set of Human Highway. Actor Sally Kirkland's finger was slashed by actor Dennis Hopper. What was he thinking? Sally, boy, those were the crazy days still, the tail end of the crazy days, really probably the late 60s into about 80. And how about this, 1983, Michael Jackson's Thriller hit number one in the U.S. The album spent a total of 37 weeks at number one. The big tracks, we all know this, right? Wanna Be Starting Something, Baby Be Mine, The Girl Is Mine, Thriller, Beat It, Billie Jean, Human Nature, PYT, Lady in My Life. Thriller has sold more than 110 million copies and counting. It's probably way more than that since Michael Jackson's death, which hasn't even been a year yet at this point. Okay, one last one for you. This was huge in the life of Oprah Winfrey and some ranchers. In 1998, in Amarillo, Texas, a jury rejected a lawsuit by Texas cattlemen who claimed that Oprah's televised comments about mad cow disease caused the beef market to plummet and cost them millions of dollars. Although, you know what they say, Oprah, I mean, anything you can multiply if you're selling a book or whatever by like 100 if you go on the Oprah show. So somebody is definitely watching. When she goes away, there are going to be a lot of people that are sad about that from the perspective of how much money they've made off of their appearances on her show. And she has like a year and a half left, I guess, on that. Okay, let's move to news you can abuse before we hit up on those exciting birthdays. And topping news you can abuse is this kind of interesting story. I say kind of, it's an interesting story. The hot dog that saved a family from an even hotter fate. That's a kind of an odd headline, isn't it? Well, this woman named Diane Urquhart says her dachshund, Jojo, alerted the family, her dachshund, Jojo, alerted the family to an electrical fire in their mobile home. The Washington State woman told her local newspaper that the little wiener dog, that's what I call them, started barking the other night and tried pushing the 11-year-old son out of bed. The couple and the three children were home at the time. They rescued Jojo from the water in a local park when he was a puppy, and now Jojo apparently returned the favor. That's pretty cool, actually, that dogs have those instincts. So there's this fire going on. Nobody's awake and nobody's smelling anything, apparently. There's no fire alarms going off, and the dog is frantically trying to wake them up. Good instincts. See, man's best friend. There is something to that. 911 calls. Someone called the cops on a couple of Florida teenage girls the other night breaking into cars that someone happened to be one of the girls herself. Police in Daytona Beach reported that one of the girls accidentally called 911 from a cell phone. Dispatchers listened as the girls talked about busting into cars near a nightclub. So cops responded in an unmarked car. They arrested a 13-year-old who tried to run away and her 19-year-old friend. What were they thinking? Obviously, they weren't thinking correctly. How about this from South Bend, Indiana? It's the case of the dangling hose. It was the big giveaway. Police busted a man for drunk driving. Other drivers called the cops to complain after their cars were hit by a gas hose dangling from the man's truck. In St. Joseph County, they say a 46-year-old guy failed several sobriety tests after he was stopped. Police reported his blood alcohol level was off the charts and tested well over the legal limit. Employees at this local gas station say the guy bought some gas with a credit card and then drove off with the gas nozzle still attached. That is a dead giveaway, isn't it? When somebody does that, shame. Shame, shame, shame. Okay, we're going to leave you with this last one here. Washington State prosecutors are charging a barista without a bra. Pierce County authorities have filed a charge of unlawful public exposure against a 19-year-old coffee server. They say the woman was wearing just a thong bottom and an X-shaped pasty. The woman works at the Bikini Bottoms espresso stand. See, they keep having problems with this. In the area, they've gotten a number of complaints about nearly nude coffee servers. They say the woman put a bikini top on when a deputy went to investigate a nudity complaint. You cannot do that unless you're in a strip club. We've heard this in a couple of different places, and now this time it's Tacoma, I think, once again. All right, let's head off to the birthdays, and boy, we have a lot of them. All right, Erykah Badu, happy birthday, 38 years old. Michael Bolton, he's 47. Also celebrating a birthday heading into the weekend, Chelsea Clinton, 29. She's going to be 29 on Saturday. Josh Groban, he's got a pretty good voice, good pipes, 28 years old. Also celebrating a birthday, Howard Hessman. He's 69 years old. WKRP in Cincinnati. I'm a terrible singer. Ralph Nader turns 75. Do I need to tell you who Ralph Nader is? Joanne Woodward turns 79. She was married to Paul Newman, of course, star of many films. Also celebrating a birthday is Rosanda Chili Thomas, member of the female rap group TLC. I like the nickname. 38 years old. If you're celebrating a birthday, happy, happy birthday to you. Thanks so much, Donovan Madsen, for his work on the technicals. Enjoy the weekend, brothers and sisters.